Triple-digit dryland wheat in northwest Kansas with only 4 inches of moisture this past summer seems impossible, but fifth-generation farmer Brett Olke did just that, entering a plot of westbred grain field near Hoxie that yielded 106.34 bushels per acre in the 2022 National Wheat Yield Contest. This entry earned him the top spot in Kansas for dryland winter wheat and fifth nationally in percent increase over the county average. "I was blessed by God," said Olke, who works together with his father and brother-in-law on their respective operations in Sheridan County. "That's about the easiest way I can explain how I did it." The winning plot was planted with certified treated seed, like every bushel in Olke's operation, into the northwest corner of a field with 5 pivot corners. The corners were summer fallow, having been planted in dryland corn in 2020. While there wasn't enough moisture to help make a good seed bed, Olke remembers chomping at the bit to start planting as soon as the rain came. And the rains did come, all at just the right times. The plot was in the last field of dryland wheat the crew harvested. The crew started cutting in the southwest, working to the southeast, to the northeast, finally to the northwest. And the yield monitor in the combine started to skyrocket as they moved. Olke remembered his father, who runs the combine, kept recalibrating the yield monitor all throughout harvest, asking if something was wrong, because there was no way they were cutting 90 bushel wheat. Olke laid out a couple of plots in those top corners, but he was running the combine in the northwest corner when the final plot topped triple-digit yields and scored his winning entry of more than 106 bushels per acre. "Everyone thought we were crazy for spending money on wheat this year because it's all going to burn up and die anyway," Olke said. "Our philosophy is I wanted to give the wheat the best opportunity I possibly could." This year's winning state entry completes Olke's hat trick of commodity yield contests, having won plaques previously for irrigated wheat, irrigated corn, irrigated soybeans, and dryland sorghum. From religiously planting certified seed to playing the mad scientist on his kitchen table with his friend Eli Kuhlman of Five Star Ag to make their fertilizer blend, Olke encourages fellow producers to experiment, and when they find something that works, replicate it across their entire operation. It's the same strategy Olke is using this year, and so far it's paying off with great stands of wheat yet again. If the right parts of Sheridan County would just get a little more moisture this year, he may achieve his new goal of 150 bushels per acre for irrigated wheat and duplicate this year's dryland success. Follow Kansas Wheat in the coming weeks to learn more about the other Kansas winners and their tips and tricks for success this year. Learn more about the National Wheat Yield Contest at yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.